Hello everyone, welcome to yet another Startup 3 mini series where we present our top five innovators. For those who are here with us for the very first time, Startup 3 is a new funded project that aims to connect deep tech startups with big players in the industry. Lukasz Inovic of Fauna Smart Technologies, an amazing startup based in Denmark. They're gonna welcome.
Thank you. Thank you both for inviting me and actually initiating this podcast. I'm delighted to be part of it.
Great to have you today.
On my right side is Tajana Medaković, my colleague on the Startup 3 project. My name is Daniel Pavlica, and let's embark on this journey of Fauna Startup 3 collaboration.
So, Dragana, could you briefly introduce yourself and Fauna Smart?
Yes. So I'm a scientist. So this is actually how I started my career. I was in academia all my life, and I love fundamental science. I love to really dig into how life works on a fundamental level as DNA is. But then, you know, like I think it's also my personality. It's more like, okay, now I have to resurface and give this knowledge to society. And of course, I think it's just right now it's a perfect moment where, with this COVID situation where we see how everything is about fundamental science, but then how to scale that science. And I think also in farming industry right now, how to scale this science real time in field, because I am a crop protection scientist. I studied at the University of Belgrade, crop protection science and food security. Then I did also my master's in plant pathology. I did a self-financing PhD when it comes to molecular taxonomy and systematics. And in parallel, when I was working on that PhD in Belgrade, I was invited to do basically my second PhD regarding climate change. Effects in Copenhagen, how actually climate change affects population dynamic of insect pests. And this is also where I could experience the Danish environment and the greenest farming and how really society works, what's the mechanism, and how actually people really want to eat the healthiest food. Because this is actually what directly affects our body. So this is actually where I also got inspiration when I was working further with the Stockholm Resilience Center and also Copenhagen University, where we were connecting researchers from Sweden, from Denmark, from social sciences, engineers, different technologies, fundamental scientists. And then we could see, wow, it's a great potential that really multidisciplinary science can save the world. And this is where it was this seed of Fauna that came really to life and started growing. And today it was really spontaneous how other scientists started approaching Fauna Smart Technologies. And now we are really the team of multidisciplinary scientists, technologists, fundamental bioscientists, combining our expertise into farmer-friendly tools and services to really do not incremental steps, but really quantum leap for farming industry. And I'm very proud, and I'm very proud of the team at Fauna. Basically some of our team members, like for example, my co-founder, Chief Operation Officer Atiana, we studied together in Belgrade, so we know each other and have this huge trust. And this is also how you can actually do the work, and also other working board members and advisors who are really highly accomplished academics and industry leaders who really believe in the vision and mission. So together we like to say we will never stop until we really execute this. Yes.
Nice story, Dragana. I would have one question. From your background, basically you went from academia to startup world. What was the biggest challenge for you?
I think everything. I think everything, but I think it's also, I would encourage myself, like, Dragana, if you could figure it out how this works on a DNA level, and if you could really, like, as, you know, as a scientist, you really start from nothing, you know, like, in a sense, like, nothing.
Exactly.
Like, nobody did, you know, what you're doing, actually, like, in your PhD. So this is the point of doing a PhD and doing a making a difference. So I was keep on, you know, encouraging myself, come on, if you figure it out that, and like, especially in some like moments, especially with my first PhD where it was a self-financing PhD, and that it was like also like a money issue, like how to actually, you know, overcome that, how to be competitive, how to, you know, be happy with yourself as well and your life and, you know, so many things. So I think scientists are entrepreneurs, but nobody actually informs us so.
Yes.
That's actually a valuable lesson to all of those who are thinking how to make the switch.
Yeah. So basically, I think like it's where my co-founder helped also a lot when she joined, because she continued her career in industry. She worked, Tatiana worked for Syngenta and did then executive MBA. And has this business mindset and commercialization, and the two of us, we are a good blend. So basically, I think it's really, yes, it's about the vision, and you need to have this drive. I like to say, people want to join if they can see that, okay, she's gonna, you know, give her heart and soul for this. But I think it's also about the team. It's really about the team. Of people. So I think you don't need to know everything, but you need to have really people whom you trust and who are experts and really can see where you want to go with this. So it needs to be a driven environment. I'm a driven person and we all are. So I think you don't need to know everything. I usually like to say also that to people who are starting their PhD thesis, it's a really big mistake if people think like, oh, I need to be a mathematical modeler. No, you need to have a great collaboration with mathematical modelers, for example, but you're a bioscientist and maybe you're a great geneticist, but, you know, so I think it's the team.
Yes, you do have everything needed, let's say, in a team to have a successful story. And that's what you have showcased through the Startup 3 program. But can you tell us more about the product itself, the solution that Fauna develops?
Yes, it's about plant immunity tracker, because plants have immunity, just like us humans, and they are capable to defend themselves when they are actually in danger. So where this danger is, where we focus, is about pests and diseases. It's about biotic stressors. And basically what we wanna have is the real-time tool to really change farming industry, in a sense to introduce plant immunity responses in applied farming, which means, again, as I said, how to scale that fundamental science, because we can see in this COVID moment, we can't scale the whole nation in a conventional lab. So we need serological tests, right? And this is a thing, plant immunity tool for real-time in-field knowledge, if plant immunity is active, and what is the capacity of a plant to defend itself, or if the plant immunity is not active and plant is not capable to defend itself. So basically, it's a real-time tool that we also call pregnancy test for plants, because it's pretty much how it works. And I think it's both males and females, they do know what pregnancy test is. And basically, what we measure is then plant immunity responses. If actually immunity is not active, then we, through an app, inform the farmer and also guide the farmer on the next steps, what they should do to protect their crops successfully. So that's exactly in line with this newest EU regulations and strategies like Green Deal, Farm to Fork, biodiversity strategies. So if previously farmers were using chemical pesticides and spending €2 per hectare, now they need to transition to biopesticides that operate differently, and farmers lack knowledge about this, just like with everything new. And this is the thing, we help farmers how to use biopesticides, again, with the help of plant immunoresponses in a form of a pregnancy test for plants, and further through the knowledge database, which is also proprietary technology of Fauna Smart Technologies, we guide farmers on what to do next.
Okay, I would say that you also have very catchy metaphor there. It's not easy to forget your solution once you put it in such a context and then start thinking about what it actually implies. But could you also tell us at which product development phase you currently are, so it's a bit clearer to those who are listening?
Yes, we are in a phase where we are actually fundraising to print those protocols on a paper, to miniaturize protocols, to make it out there in the real world. So basically, this is the thing where we want to transition from a conventional lab to a mini lab, yeah, to make it scalable, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So when you take a step back, and when you think about your beginnings in Startup 3 project, how did you develop through the project? How can you compare the development, the results that you made until this day?
Yes, I think it's really when it comes to business, when it comes to market, when it comes to communication, when it comes to also mentorship, it was a quite long program, and we matured, and we were quite, I think, working out on our homeworks throughout the project. So I think in that sense, when it comes to market, when it comes to communication, when it comes to business, it's a huge difference from the beginning. Yes.
Amazing to hear that, and that you're actually part of the top five. Let's not forget that you were one of the 250 applicants to enter the program, and that you first were peer reviewed by other deep tech startups to enter the top 25, and that you have climbed your way as a startup and that develops an amazing solution to the top five. And here we are talking about this journey. So I would have one question. What would you highlight as one of the biggest successes for maybe you personally or for Fauna in general throughout the program?
I think communicating and pitching and getting a feedback from the jury, from other startup founders, from our mentors, we learn so many things throughout the and I think this exposure also, that's very, very significant that you are part of the Startup 3, exactly like being in 250, then 25, then 10, then top five. That was a lot of work. So I think it's just getting that level of maturity when it comes to your solution, when thinking about different options for your business, your customers, market, it's just... it was like being in a school, but like this entrepreneurial school. Yeah, so I think it's really good from exactly this position of being a scientist to stepping out. It was really like being in entrepreneurial school, getting the exposure, getting a lot of feedbacks. Yeah, that was, the whole concept is really, especially in those phases that you have. That was really good.
Thank you very much. We're very proud to hear that actually helped you and boosted your success story. And of course, we hope to continue being part of this success story. So speaking about success, what are your next steps? What are you looking for Fauna Smart? What are your plans?
Yes. So basically, we are actually fundraising to actually make this tool our reality, a real-time reality, as we like to say. And basically, we are searching for partnerships to do this either through industry partners. And actually, I think like when it comes to that, we are a small startup, so industry partners would be ideal. And I think partners, exactly those who do have R&D labs and do have capacity to exactly help us further. So it's not only the investment, but it's really people who see big picture, a huge vision in this transition, that it's really the right time. Society is ready, farming industry is ready, really, for introducing some new tools and some new knowledge.
That would be actually really amazing to see happening, and I'm glad that you have the vision of an ideal industry partner for Fauna. But let's go back to the start. Okay. If you know some academic that is willing to start the same journey as you did, would you recommend them joining such a program?
Yes. I think exactly for academia, it is really needed. It was like a startup school, entrepreneurial journey, and it was really nicely structured through all these phases. And then again, a lot of exposure, which I could actually kind of reflect further, that was seminars and conferences that we do. So, you know, you have a point where you can kind of like, okay, this is actually similar to what I was already doing, but it's a bit different, right? So I would recommend, yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And lastly, do you have some sort of a comment to us, to our listeners, any piece of advice for new entrepreneurs?
Well, for new entrepreneurs, and especially coming from academia, you can do it. We are entrepreneurs. I think it's just really having this supportive community. Really surround yourself with other entrepreneurs, surround yourself with ecosystems of mentors who were once entrepreneurs and maybe still are. So I think like this entrepreneurial community is really important. We are very supportive when it comes to our projects. So I think especially also accelerators, incubators, those are really good places to actually go. And especially, although really in the beginning we were thinking Startup 3 is going to be so for several months, but actually it's really good. It needs to be several months. It needs to be kind of like you need to work. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dragana. Today, on behalf of Fauna Smart Technologies, an amazing success story on how to convert academia into industry. That will be it for today's episode. Thank you very much all for joining, especially to Dragana. And stay tuned for future news from the Startup 3 project.
Thank you. Bye.